This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is almost in the rearview mirror. Not quite, not quite. I realize with a few days left, so anything you want to do, get it done in 2015, because I could see New Year's from here. Thursday, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day on Friday. Welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind, special pre-New Year's Eve edition, where we still can say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Pat Finkins in for me today on What's on Your Mind, which is brought to you by Wild Fun. That's right. As in Minnesota Wild, as in hockey, as in fun on a bus to go see a great team. How many University of North Dakota fans in our audience? Remember Zach Parise? How about Chris Porter? Rocco Grimaldi? We'll see them all Sunday, February 28th, 2 p.m. Here's the deal. For $229 per person, you get a premium seat in the double attack zone and stress-free bus travel. We had so much fun on our Minnesota Twins trip. Dave Noah's Remax Legacy Realty sponsoring this, by the way. If you're looking for a home in and around the Fargo region, he's the guy to call first. That's right. Whether you're buying, whether you're selling, Dave Noah will take care of you. And we're going to load the bus at 6:45 a.m. at Chaney High School on that day, Sunday, February 28th. Pick Fargo just because it's in the middle here with our listeners in Minnesota and North Dakota. Arrive at downtown St. Paul in time to stretch legs and have some lunch, walk over to the XL Energy Center, and the puck drops at 2. So back at a decent hour, too. Always have a lot of fun on these. Seats do fill up quickly, though, so if you'd like to go, call Marie. She'll give you all the info. Marie, 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Let's crank it up another hour of What's on Your Mind. Guest hosting for yours truly today is Pat Finken, the president of ODNI, a North Dakota Advertising, Public Affairs, and Public Relations Company. Pat's also a member of the Board of Directors of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and a respected North Dakota political activist and pundit. Here he is again, Pat Finken.
Thank you, Scotty. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and if you want to be part of the show, you can join us locally in the Bismarck area at 701-258-0550 or toll-free anywhere in the universe at 800-228-0550. I want to thank Senator Rich Wardner, the Majority Leader of the North Dakota Senate, for being our guest last hour. Unfortunately, we had a lot to talk about and not enough time to get to it all. So I promised Rich that the next time I come on, we'd get back on and talk about some of those things. But just to recap kind of the high points, one is these guys have set the stage so that if oil revenues did decline, they can get to that number, the new reality in North Dakota, pretty quickly, especially as it relates to one-time spending. About 25% of the overall budget went into one-time spending. Some of the funds that they've set aside. And quite frankly, had they not changed the oil tax this last time, and they took a lot of heat about that. People tried to portray it as an oil tax cut, when in fact what it was to bring stability to it, and we're seeing that right now. In January alone, it's going to mean $30 million more revenue and yet a better stable tax environment for the oil industry going forward. But in the next year alone, that could have meant $360 million less to North Dakota, would have really fundamentally changed the way that they have to approach not only the short term with the allotment and tapping some of the funds, but long term here in North Dakota. So anyway, congratulations to Rich Wardner and Al Carlson and the legislators and Governor Dalrymple for getting that done and setting the stage for these days. It seems like we're in good hands going forward. Speaking of going forward, it's time to move on to our next topic. And I'm pleased to welcome a guest to the studio. Our guest is North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kirsten Baszler. Kirsten, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pat. I'm glad to be here.
Well, an interesting, rewarding, and challenging time in your world as the Congress has pretty much fundamentally upset the apple cart and given you everything. I was reminded, and the reason why Kirsten is here today is that I ran into her the other day and we were talking about this very thing. But this is a classic case of careful what you ask for. Let's talk a little bit about what Congress did this last time with repealing No Child Left Behind and some of the other rules that they put in place for the United States Department of Education.
Well, you summed that up very, very well, Pat. This repeal of No Child Left Behind was a perfect gift to North Dakota citizens and North Dakota students. It has returned states' rights to education, more states' rights and authority in education than states have had in nearly a quarter of a century. And that is a wonderful, wonderful gift to both the state as a whole, and but most specifically to our students. And it's a wonderful gift, but the real work begins now, right after the first of the year, as everyone comes back and our schools come back into session and the department starts to begin working again, because with that authority comes great responsibility. We are able to chart and shape our own direction in North Dakota in education than more so than we've ever had in, as I said, nearly a quarter of a century.
Is there some risk that the education department might try to reassert themselves, or it's my understanding there's some language in that legislation as well that makes it possible for you guys to know or to prevent the education department from trying to come in the back door on this as well.
Well, you know, there are a couple areas that the law remains silent on, and that's where we have to be very diligent and make sure that we're mindful to be in touch and be working hard and watchful of what the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. is doing. Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer, and I, we've been working hard for 2.5 years to make sure that we have a bill in there. The Every Student Succeeds Act is what has repealed No Child Left Behind. And we've been working really hard for the last 2.5 years to make sure that the state's rights were reasserted in education. And there were areas in there that were very explicit that said the Secretary of Education cannot use as an incentive federal dollars to require certain standards or require certain things in a state. But there were areas that, you know, as with any lots, this bill is 1,000 pages long, that there were some areas that remained silent. And so with that, when a law remains silent, we have to make sure that the Secretary of Education and the Federal Department of Education don't try and reassert themselves. I've been working hard with the people in Washington and continuing to make sure that the areas that are not specifically given the authority, that they remain the state's rights.
Well, and obviously this Congress has pretty much said that they're not going to tolerate that. So that adds a little firepower to the fact of trying to keep the control local. It's been a long time since states have had really that kind of freedom in terms of charting their own course and doing what's right for their local schools.
Absolutely. The federal creep of overreach began in the early 1980s, and it's just been continually broadening and overreaching as each decade passed. The best example and the last passage of ESEA was in 2001 when No Child Left Behind was enacted. And, you know, No Child Left Behind did some good things. It allowed us, or it required us to really take a look at our system as a whole and make sure that all of our students were succeeding. But we in North Dakota can do that on our own, and we were well on our way to doing that. And that is what our task is now as we move forward, to make sure that when we say we're going to educate all children, that means all. And we can do that. North Dakota demonstrated that clearly in 2013 when shortly after I was sworn into office, I withdrew our waiver from the federal government for a waiver from No Child Left Behind and said, we can do these things on our own without the federal government telling us what we need to do. In the last 3 years, we've been marching forward and making sure that our schools had good teachers and that they were supported and that we had good expectations. And we can do that without the federal government overreach.
Well, and that's one of the complaints of having a top-down, one-size-fits-all education system, is that every school system, every state, is every, you know, individual city is going to be different in the way that the things that they need. No more is that more apparent than in North Dakota, where you have the challenges of rural schools with a lot of transportation issues and you know, smaller student populations trying to access some of the tools they need for, you know, this modern economy that North Dakota has grown over the last decade. Versus what's going on in Fargo and Bismarck in terms of rapidly and growing enrollments. It was always crazy to think that somehow one standard, one way of doing things was going to make sense.
Exactly. And, you know, the worst travesty is that we were measuring our school districts, our school systems on just a few factors, throwing them all into this one-size-fits-all pot. There's no way that a school system in Richardson Taylor is going to need and be able to do and provide the same things. They have different needs and different values and different ways of opportunities to teach their students than those that are in Fargo or Grand Forks. And we need to recognize that. Sadly, the No Child Left Behind Act really placed too much emphasis on a single test each year, math in three subject areas, math, science, and English. And then, of course, graduation rate. Those things are important. It's important to have our students know math, science, and English, and that our schools are graduating their students from high school so they can go on to career or military or college. But there are so many more things that we know are valuable in an education in North Dakota, things like advanced placement courses, career and technical education, the fine arts, all sorts of things like that. And those things weren't being measured. Therefore, they weren't being valued. And now we have the opportunity to say, no, fine arts matters. Career and technical education matters. We're going to reward and offer these school systems assistance and support in those areas, too, not just worrying about math, science, and English tests once a year.
And that's not to say that, number one, that we shouldn't have accountability. I mean, clearly, any system that fails to have accountability is going to fail. I mean, that's the simple truth. The other is that it's not that math, science, English language kind of skills aren't important. It's just that we have a broader array of things that we need to deal with. All you have to do is look at what our job openings are in North Dakota. You get a sense for that. Hey, Kirsten, I'm going to ask you to hang around for a little bit. We've got a hard break we've got to take. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen, and we'll be back with more in just a few minutes.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Have you ever noticed how many Polar tank trailers are on the road? They are literally everywhere. That's because my friends at Polar Tank Trailers are America's number one tank trailer manufacturer. They're also the leader in service, with over 30 Polar Service Center locations in the U.S., Kildare, and now Williston in North Dakota, Billings in Montana. And they also now do bumper-to-bumper service on your truck and trailer. Their tank service and testing is world-class. They have a commitment to safety unmatched in the industry. But they do it all, from inspections to racks, lining repairs, full replacement, everything in between. They are much more than a trailer shop. Do truck hydraulics, wet kits, pumps and blowers, fix all makes and models, bring you apart, Bismarck, Minot, anywhere in the Bakken. They have the parts you need, and they'll deliver it. $15 million in inventory, just in parts. So, and the parts are closer to their customers now, too, with the opening of the Williston location. That's off Highway 2 by Love's, Peterbilt, the Ramada, east of Williston on Highway 2. In Kildare on Highway 22, north, top of the hill. And Billings, Polar Service Center, exit 452 or 455. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today, Pat Finkett. Pat?
Thank you, Scotty. If you want to be part of the show, give us a call at 701-258-0550 in the Bismarck area, or toll-free 1-800-228-0550. Our guest this hour is Kirsten Basler, the North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction. We're talking about kind of where North Dakota is right now in terms of education standards and charting a course ahead now that the federal overreach has been put in its place. So, Kirsten, before the break, we were talking about, okay, what's next now? Obviously, the Congress has come in and freed up states to take their rightful responsibility in terms of running education. So what does that mean for you and for the teachers in the schools in North Dakota in the coming months and years?
Well, what that means is this new law will take place and be implemented for the first time in the year of the fall of 2017, so the 2017-18 school year. So we have about 18 months to pull our teachers together, pull our educators together, find out from them really what it is that they've been doing, what is working, and what they know is important in our education system in North Dakota, and then to shape our education system, our expectations, and our standards and what we expect from them around what we know is valuable. Again, I mentioned a few things. Fine arts is important. Career and technical education, advanced placement courses in science and mathematics and English, those things are important. And what will allow us to really get back to doing the business of North Dakota education and helping our students get ready for that next step beyond K-12 when they choose whether they're going to go to college, university, go into a career immediately, or join the military. That's what's important, and that's what our job is, and we've got to start turning more energy to doing that.
So really step one is to identify what's working in the current system, capitalize on those things, and figure out what we need to fix.
Exactly. We have some things that we've been wanting to do, some things that we know works with kids, and we haven't had the time or the energy to do it because we're too busy. We've been too busy trying to figure out what the federal government needed us and was requiring us to do. So now we can go back and really focus on those things. We have a huge opportunity in North Dakota, and we have been number one in so many areas in the last 5 years. In order to stay number one in this economy and stay number one in this nation, we need to make sure that we are providing a workforce and an educated society that's going to be able to continue that on, both in terms of employment opportunities, leadership, business owners. We've got to figure that out to make sure that we have that supply to our state so we can remain viable and number one in this nation.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that many people have expressed an appreciation for the job you're doing as the superintendent of public instruction, even some of the editorial boards here in North Dakota, is the fact that you're willing to acknowledge that there are problems for too long. And it's not that we don't have a great school system. We do. But for too long, it's like, well, if you said anything was wrong, you were being critical of schools and that was somehow bad. You've really been really a champion for taking on, you know, recognizing what's good, but also taking on issues like some of the remedial courses that some of our students are having to take before they can really get into the swing at college.
Absolutely. And, you know, as educators, we want to improve, and we want to be a system of education that has continuous improvement. And so I don't think there's anything wrong in saying, yes, we're doing okay, but okay isn't good enough for our students in North Dakota. We got to be great. So what can we do to improve? One of the areas that was just startling and stark and I needed to address right away and have been and continue to is the fact that 40% of our students – of our North Dakota students from our North Dakota high schools need to take some sort of remediation course their first year of college or university in either math or English. And that costs our parents and our students a lot of money and a lot of time. It delays their graduation date from college. It adds more debt to the college costs as they move forward in their career. So we have a responsibility in K-12 education to make sure that our kids are ready to take credit-bearing courses their first year, regardless if it's at Bismarck State College or the University of North Dakota, in math and English and in science. And so last session, the legislature agreed with me, and they were generous enough to provide nearly $500,000 for me to bring those college remediation courses to our high school campuses to make sure our kids are skilled up and ready to go to college right out of the gate their first year.
One of the other things that's happened recently was a gift from the ExxonMobil Corporation, specifically targeting science, math, English, and AP courses to better prepare kids for, and not all kids have to go to four-year education, but for those that should pursue that and have opportunities in that regard, AP courses can be a vital tool, yet North Dakota was low in the rankings of students who take it. Exxon's going to help correct that problem, and that's something you've been working on with them for some time, correct?
Yeah, we started those conversations in June of 2013, so it was kind of a long road to get there, but we finally were able to announce the gift from ExxonMobil for $13 million the first part of December earlier this month. Exxon recognized the great quality students and workforce that we have up here in North Dakota, and they chose to work with us, and so they gave $13 million specifically just to the state of North Dakota in order to help our kids advance in science, mathematics, and English. And they do that through preparing our kids for advanced placement to be successful in advanced placement courses. They don't just work with our high school kids. They understand that in order to be successful in math and English and science in high school, you need to have a great foundation. So they also provide professional development training to our elementary teachers, our middle school teachers, and all of our other high school teachers as well, in addition to their AP teachers. And what that does is when you take an advanced placement course and pass the exam, you don't have to go to a university. You don't have to go to a university out of North Dakota. That helps cut down the cost of education. Even if you're going to Bismarck State College, it can cut time off the time that you need to spend on Wahpeton's campus or Bismarck or Dickinson, Valley City, Mayville, you name it. So it really does help our families. But it also provides, you know, us the opportunity to make sure that we have a quality, skilled workforce and are delivering great employees and to our businesses that are growing in North Dakota. We were 50th in the nation, Pat, 50th in the nation on the number of students that took advanced placement classes in the state, North Dakota, or in the nation. North Dakota should not be 50th in anything at all. And so we are going to make sure that we are not 50th anymore. Within 2 years, we hope to move ourselves significantly out of last place.
Well, and then one of the other things that, and obviously part of that has just been the access to those AP courses at some of our schools, and also maybe an awareness of those or qualified teachers to teach them. How does this grant change that dynamic in terms of the availability of AP courses?
That's a really great point. Most of our students have great access to dual credit courses.
And you know what? I'm going to save this because can you hang around for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Should talk about this because this is important to anybody who has kids looking to go to college. This is important information. And we're going to be coming up on a hard break in just a few minutes. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon, who will be back, I think, tomorrow if I don't miss my bet. And our guest has been Kirsten Basler with the North Dakota Public Superintendent of Public Instruction. And we'll be back with more after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Our mission is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries and deaths at work. It's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace. It's about things you're doing at home. Hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. These statistics, and they talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person. And that's what it's all about. Every single one of those deaths, it's a person, and it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day. And that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
For more safety tips, training, and information, visit ndsc.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Fuel location of Hedol's before. Hedol's has it, right? What do they have? The parts, right? Of course they do. Parts you need, they got them. Also great people. And Beulah, Hedol's, is home to Joe Ritchie. 212 Railroad Avenue, right downtown behind the grocery store. Can't miss them. And you know what? A lot of folks work on their vehicles in and around Beulah. They go see Joe. They find the part they need. Simple as that. Some calls from the mines every now and then, the power plants out there, and they'll take care of them. Whatever they need. He's been there going on 14 years now. Started out of a big store in Bismarck at the ripe old age of 22. Started working with Hedol's. Isn't that something? It is great. Now he's a manager at that location and helps folks come in, find the part they need. He loves to tinker on cars himself. Got a little rat rod style pickup now. He turned it into a rat rod style. Yeah. Just, you know, whatever it takes, kind of put it together. Great stuff. So, first car was a 73 Ford. Loves talking about that, too. So, stop and see him. Have a little chat with Joe Ritchie and the team at Hedol's. Beulah. Tell him Scott sent you. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your special guest host today, Mr. Pat Finken.
And our guest this hour is Kirsten Baszler, the North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction. I got through that without having my tongue trip over itself. That's always helpful. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. If you want to be part of the show, you can join us at 258-0550 in the Bismarck area or toll-free 1-800-228-0550. Continuing with our interview with Ms. Baszler, Kirsten, what does this mean, you know, for we were talking about the Exxon gift, the $13 million and the program that you have in the department on AP courses. What is this going to mean? What's it going to do on the ground? As a parent who had children go through the public education or through education and higher ed in North Dakota, what does it mean for parents? What does it mean for these students? And how is this going to unfold over the next few months?
That's a great question. And, you know, before the break, we were talking about, and you mentioned the fact, access. Our kids just didn't have equal access to the advanced placement courses. I mentioned that we were 50th in the nation in the per capita number of students that were able to take advanced placement courses and pass the exams. But what I didn't mention is those kids that did have access to an advanced placement course and did take the exam, they were in the top quartile of the nation. So what that says is if our students have access to these courses and they have the opportunity to take the exam, they do very, very well. So we needed to broaden and expand the access of these advanced placement courses to our students. And that's what this gift is going to do. We're training more of our teachers in more of our schools to be able to teach more of our students in these science, math, and English advanced placement courses. Our students have a great opportunity to take multitudes of dual credit courses, those courses that are taken through our local campuses and our state's university system. But we're not so different than any other states. Most students in most states have about that same opportunity. We want to just add advanced placement courses on top of the dual credit courses that they're already taking. What this means for parents is that students can earn college credit for their degree while they're still in high school. And some students have earned up to a full year of credit and have shaved an entire year off their college experience. So that really translates into saved money and saved time for both our students and our parents in North Dakota. That will get our students the opportunity to graduate from school on time, if not early, and go on and move on with their bright future earlier.
Sorry about that. You know that obviously that's not the only grant that's been in play the last couple of years. In fact, the oil industry has been very generous with education in North Dakota. We had Harold Hamm, I think, gave $10 million to UND for a school of geology. And, of course, you're active in working with the folks at the Hess Corporation on their $25 million education grant. We talked a little bit with AP and going through a four-year or two-year degree. But the Hess grant is about career training and actually the other end of the story as well, correct?
Absolutely. I can't say enough about the Hess Corporation and the crew that works with us, Mr. McNally and his crew that has helped us so much along the way with this $25 million. They gave us this grant 3 years ago. We have 2 years left on the grant, and it has done such a tremendous amount of good work throughout the state. It has helped us build up our regional education associations and really focused on making sure that our kids are graduating ready to fill that workforce that we need so desperately in North Dakota. The Hess Corporation did give that $25 million grant, and it has done, as I said, just made a tremendous difference throughout the state. They awarded it to our 8 REAs, which are located regionally throughout the state. And they're doing so many great things with career workforce and making sure that kids are understanding what job opportunities are out there in North Dakota and then providing the skills and the knowledge that they need to be successful in those careers.
Okay, so now I've let you off the hook. We've talked about a couple of things that, obviously it, the good news kinds of things. Now here's the question that I think everybody wants me to ask, and that's going back to the very first topic we talked about. And that is the repeal of No Child Left Behind and some of the changes that happened in terms of restraining the federal government overreach and mandates. What is the new situation with North Dakota having this new control? What does that mean for Common Core?
What that means is that we have this opportunity to really shape what we want to do in North Dakota and create our standards. We have to find out from our teachers and students which standards are working well and which ones are not. We have to make sure that we have control of this and that we own this. We have this opportunity, and we'll begin this review, and we'll begin this analyzation of what we want to expect from our students and what we know is important for North Dakota. And obviously, you know, that the national effort for a common set of standards didn't work. Every state realized that they wanted to retain the authority and the autonomy, and that's the same thing that North Dakota is going to do. We are going to figure out what it is that we know works for North Dakota. And most significantly, we need to be visiting with our teachers and providing them the support to teach this new level of expectation for our students to know, not only be able to know things, but be able to apply those skills as well.
Well, that got back to the very premise of the opening of this discussion, which is that nobody knows that better than here, because we know the circumstances on the ground, and education belongs not only at the state level, but especially at the school level and with parents and their school boards and those local, and that obviously. And I don't care. I mean, I get the federal government love to call it incentives, but really it was a mandate to follow their way. They made it impossible to do anything other than that. And that's really, unfortunately, when the whole concept of Common Core started, it was supposed to be done by the states. And instead, the federal government stepped in, took it over, and did exactly what every other system prior to it had done. And that was have a top-down mandated way of running our schools. And now you're free to do what we need to do here in North Dakota. And that's really the big change, is that we're no longer required to follow the federal lead on Common Core. We can do it our own way, right?
Absolutely. Very proud of North Dakota. We didn't accept those incentives. And we said, as I worked with Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer, to make sure that we regained that authority and that ability to do what we need to do. Now it's time for us to listen to our teachers and our school systems, our parents across the state, to make sure that we're doing it. Doing things that are best for our students.
Well, you're going to have a very busy couple of years as you get through this process. What's the timeline as this unfolds? You said that the new law takes effect in 17. Obviously, a lot of things have been going on around behind the scenes prior to this. But what's the timeline? How can parents and listeners see this new North Dakota-driven standards and accountability go forward? And then the second part of that question is what does that look like?
Well, as I said, the bill is 1,000 pages long, so we've begun pouring through that and reading through that since it was signed into law on the first part of December. So now, after the first of the year, we need to begin building our team of teachers and parents and community and business leaders in North Dakota to form that group that will be reviewing the rules that come out that were written from the bill. We expect very quickly, we expect that the final rules to be delivered to the states for the first review this spring in May. We'll have a chance to comment on those. We'll have a chance to review those and make sure that the federal government is not trying to overextend their reach again in those rules. Then there will be a redraft and revisions made. Final rules should be delivered to the states by August of 2016. From that time, we will need to really dig in and really begin to find out what that means, because we get to write our own plan in North Dakota. There is not going to be a template from the federal government like it's been for the last quarter of a century. This is a blank slate with very few expectations, and we write our own plan. Although we need to submit that plan to the Department of Education, it is specifically written in the law that the secretary cannot refuse to accept a state's plan based on certain things. And so what we write will be our state plan. We need to make sure that it's written the way that we want it written, that it's going to benefit our students so they are successful for their life beyond high school.
So what does that look like? What's the impact of that plan, both in terms of the way the state functions, but also in terms of what's that going to mean for the classroom?
For the classroom, that's where you're going to see the biggest difference. Previously, as I said, what gets measured gets valued and gets funded. So previously, what was measured was our tests and our graduation rates. And so basically, that was the only thing that was being valued, and that was the only thing that was really being funded. Now, with this new plan, when we start to say we're going to measure how many CTE courses are you offering in your school, what type of fine arts program or library system is there, what type of extracurricular activities like FBLA and DECA and leadership programs, when we say we're going to measure those things and report on those things get valued, and those are the things that our teachers know make a difference in creating successful young adults.
And one last bit is that, and you're going to hate me for asking this question, you probably even know what it is, and I don't mean to preempt you, but obviously you're up for re-election next year.
Yes, I am.
And so are you willing to spill the beans, or are you going to hold tough for some time yet in terms of what your intentions are for the next year?
Well, you know, when I was asked that question earlier this fall, I said, well, there's a lot of work ahead, and we needed to make sure that we got rid of No Child Left Behind and we were preparing for advanced placement. That still holds true, Pat, that my importance, my priority is in the students, the 110,000 students in North Dakota. But I think you can tell there's a lot of work ahead, and now is not the time for us to be looking at a change. We've got to dig in, roll up our sleeves, and make sure that our students get what they deserve. And I want to be part of that work. Those students are my number one priority.
Good answer and no answer. So that preserved her right to have an announcement sometime next year, obviously, is how that works. Our guest has been, she's laughing at me now, too, because she knows I busted her on this. Our guest has been Kirsten Baszler, the North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction, talking about what's next for North Dakota schools. And that's a loaded question, man, with everything going on. It wasn't that we weren't doing anything in the first place, but now we've got a whole new opportunity to change the way that North Dakota does education and make it right for us. And Kirsten, I got to tell you, the fact that you're bringing parents and teachers and major players into that mix really speaks a lot about the outcome of this. It's going to reflect North Dakota values and what we need to do here in North Dakota. So good for you. And again, thank you for being with us today. Any parting shots here in our final segment, seconds of the segment?
Just a happy new year and a blessed year ahead for everyone and their family.
Hey,
thank you.
Merry Christmas to you and yours too. She was telling me she got to spend it with her boys, and that's spending with kids are always the great way to celebrate the holidays. Only one thing better. Grandkids.
Oh,
now, there we go.
I'm hoping one day.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen. We'll be back with more after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. were the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottohay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And PetroServe USA is your Bison tailgating playoff headquarters. Come on in and stock up on all the goodies, including $10 fill on propane tanks to keep you nice and warm and cook up all the goodies. Also register to win that loaded Bison tailgating trailer and, of course, two $500 gift cards from PetroServe USA given away every week. December specials include the Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Charbroiled Deluxe, $2.19, Pizza Corner Pizza, $2 for $11, Kellogg's Cookies, 79 cents, Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10-ounce chips, $2 for $4, Wiley Wallaby, 10-ounce packs of licorice, Nuthead Chocolate Pretzel Thins, Chocolate Chips, Chocolate Strawberry Bites, and Caramel Apple Bites, all $2 for $5. A great deal. And World's Kitchen Jerky, just $9.99. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Only a couple of days remain for some very good deals at the PetroServe USA location nearest you. You can find them from Mandan, Bismarck, all the way down I-94. They're, of course, into Castleton, Valley City, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. Keep going that way into Dilworth, up to Bemidji, Grafton. If you go to the north, down to Wahpeton. So a lot of places you'll find a PetroServe USA location. And here's the specials. Pizza Corner Pizza, $2 for $11. Barrel of Fun Chips. I had the big 10-ounce bag the other day. Very good. Of course, they're fantastic. Spuds from the Red River Valley and made with lots of love in beautiful Perm, Minnesota. A lot of Perm pride right there. And the 8-ounce and 10-ounce chips, $2 for $4. And my all-time favorite, the Wiley Wallaby. The licorice, the Nuthead Chocolate Pretzel Thins, the Chocolate Chips, the Chocolate Strawberry Bites, the Caramel Apple Bites. $2 for $5 at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with Pat Finken.
Thank you, Scotty. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hannon, who is on vacation today, I guess, in Minneapolis at Mall of America, hanging out with Todd over the weekend.
He texted me that he was stalking me, and I'm like, wait a minute, how can... But sure enough, you know, the stuff behind him was definitely from MOA, and yeah, he popped up. Apparently, I walked right by him, and he and Haley were out shopping, and he was... I didn't, and I should have. I should have taken the picture. He had a Victoria's Secret bag with him.
Oh, well,
I thought, you know, what, you can't be caught in North Dakota with one of those bags? You gotta go all the way to MOA, or what's going on
there? I gotta tell you, that's just like the last place on the universe that I'd want to be on Christmas weekend or the weekend before Christmas is at MOA, at Mall of America. Oh. The place is the zoo anytime. Yeah. And I'm not known to be a great shopper. I love Christmas. I love the season. You know, obviously there's a greater cause for the Christmas season than just shopping, but I'm one of these guys that knows exactly what store I'm going to go into. I recon it beforehand so that I can find the nearest entrance. And I would go in that entrance just so I could beeline to the store, get what I need, and get out. I mean, it's planned.
Which, by the way, isn't nearly as bad for that as you would think it would be being that big. But the thing is, if you need to go to two places and they're on opposite ends...
Well, the worst thing that ever happened to my poor wife with Christmas shopping is that the Petite Sophisticate store closed in there because that was her favorite place to shop. Hmm. And I could walk in there. And my wife is a professional shopper. I should point out, my wife is a professional shopper. She, if there was a license course for this, she could teach it. Okay. So, I would go in there, right? And, they knew who I was because of my wife. Oh, I could walk in.
Nice.
They'd pick the stuff out, wrap it. One time shopping for her Christmas present took me 7 minutes. I walked in the side door, went right to that store. They saw me coming. They picked out two outfits, wrapped them out the door, 7 minutes.
Holy cow.
My favorite kind of.
And you didn't manage to keep them in business single-handedly.
Well, I'll tell you that it was the best shopping experience I've ever had in my whole life. And it's gone now, of course, which just bums me out to no end. And then now it's free range for my wife. So about half the time I find something she really likes, and half the time is like, not sure. It's like one of those, oh, gee, thanks, honey.
When MOA first opened, it used to have two Radio Shacks.
Wow. And now there's
none. How weird is that? And, yeah, of course, now there's none, but, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go back to the reality of talk show radio, because there are a couple of things I want to talk about before, and we're almost out of time, and you know how much I tend to keep my opinions to myself in this show, but there are a couple of things I wanted to talk about while I'm here, and one...
What?
Non-opinionated Pat. That's what my friends call
me.
Wow. There are a couple of things that I want to get off my chest while I'm here, right? Number one is the spill. You know, North Dakota has, obviously because of the industrial development in Western North Dakota, especially in the oil industry, we have accidents that result in spills of oil or crude oil and salt water, those kinds of things. And the kind of the hysteria that goes around with that just drives me nuts, quite frankly. And I want to address this while I'm on the air today so I get it off my chest. It's not that spills are a good thing. That is not the case. In fact, nobody wants a spill, including the oil companies. That's the thing, is that they get vilified over this stuff, and the oil companies and the pipeline companies don't want them. It costs them millions of dollars. Right. When it goes. It's ridiculous to somehow assume. And, of course, these are typically people that are anti-fossil fuels anyway, or the traditional media that likes to blow things up. Let's remember, there have been some bad spills. And a lot of the spills that happen in North Dakota aren't that big. But, you know, obviously there have been some bad spills, but nobody wants them. To imply somehow it's some evil intent to damage the land by the oil industry is ridiculous. In fact, here's a couple of stats people should know as they think about going into the new year as we prepare for a governor's race and probably a change in administration, all those things going forward. 80% of all spills are contained within the safety precautions of a well site. 80% of all spills are handled on site by the stuff constructed to do it. And more importantly, 99.9% of all spills are cleaned up. And the cleanup is paid for by the oil company. So this idea that we should just, you know, browbeat the industry for spills is ridiculous.
Yeah, they gain nothing by a spill.
Well, and you never see the media report on the fact that something got cleaned up. They talk about the spill, And they never talk about the fact that it's been cleaned up and right. that the oil company. In fact, you know, in the research I did on this, there's only been one spill that they didn't clean up in the last decade. And that was because it would have done more environmental damage to clean it up than to just leave it run its course.
Wow.
Anyway, that's my pet peeve for the day. You're listening to What's On Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Henin. Hopefully you'll ask me back again someday. I don't know. It's been, you know, a little tricky, the show. But anyway, thanks. Have a great day and a happy new year.
I have the news on tie your tongue next time, and we'll be fine.
Yeah, well, that's asking a lot.
Try to put the soapbox away so Bill doesn't stand on it here or something.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarms.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.